Good morning and welcome to Simply AI. It's Wednesday, April 10th. On today's show, the AI race heats up as OpenAI, Google, and Mistral release new models. Meta's Nick Clegg plays down AI's threat to global democracy. Plus, Huawei explores machine translation quality estimation with large language models. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with a flurry of activity in the AI industry as OpenAI, Google, and French startup Mistral have all released new versions of their frontier AI models within a 12-hour span. This unprecedented wave of advancements comes as the sector prepares for the expected launch of the next major version of GPT, the system that powers OpenAI's popular chatbot, ChatGPT. For more on these developments, we turn to our technology correspondent. What can you tell us about these new frontier AI models and their capabilities?
Well, David, these new releases from OpenAI, Google, and Mistral represent significant advancements in what's known as multimodal AI systems. That means these models can accept and process more than just text input. OpenAI's GPT-4 Turbo and Google's Gemini Pro 1.5 can take in images, while Gemini can also handle audio and video. This opens up a wide range of potential applications beyond just chatbots and text generation.
And what about the release from French startup Mistral? I understand they're taking a different approach compared to OpenAI and Google.
That's right. Mistral released their frontier model, Mistral 8x22b, as an open source download. This means anyone can access and build upon the system. It's a stark contrast to the more closed-off approach taken by OpenAI and Google. Proponents argue this open-source model leads to faster innovation and better outcomes. But critics worry it could enable bad actors to use these powerful AI systems for harmful purposes, with little oversight or ability to intervene.
Despite these rapid advancements, some experts are questioning whether the current approach to AI development might be reaching its limits. What are they saying?
Well, there's a growing sentiment among some AI researchers, including Meta's chief AI scientist, Yann LeCun, that while these large language models are impressive at manipulating words and language, they still lack true reasoning and planning abilities when it comes to the physical world. LeCun and others advocate for a shift towards what he calls objective-driven AI that can better understand and interact with the real world, not just process language. He sees this as the path to potentially superhuman AI capabilities down the line.
Thanks for that insightful breakdown of the rapidly evolving AI landscape. We'll definitely keep a close eye on further developments in this space. Shifting gears slightly, Meta's Nick Clegg is downplaying the risk of generative AI being used to interfere with elections. Speaking at the Meta AI Day event in London, Clegg said there's little evidence these tools are being systematically used to disrupt democracy. For more on this, let's bring in our correspondent. So Clegg is saying we should be vigilant, but not overly concerned about generative AI's impact on elections.
That's right. Clegg pointed to major elections that have taken place this year in Taiwan, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Indonesia. He said it's striking how little these AI tools have been used to try to subvert and disrupt those elections. Instead, Clegg argued that AI is actually more useful for defending democracy. He said it's the single biggest reason Meta is getting better at reducing bad content on its platforms like Facebook and Instagram.
Interesting. Did Clegg mention any steps Meta is taking to further improve those systems?
Yes. He said there is an increasingly high level of industry cooperation this year, with the unprecedented number of elections taking place. Meta is working with its industry peers to enhance those AI systems that detect and remove harmful content. However, the landscape could change in the coming weeks. Meta plans to launch Llama 3, its most advanced language model, by the summer. Unlike some of its competitors, Meta has historically released its AI models as open source, with few constraints on their use.
Could that open source approach make it easier for bad actors to misuse the technology?
It's a double-edged sword. Clegg acknowledged that the open source model makes it harder to prevent the AI from being repurposed maliciously. But he argued that it also allows outside observers to more accurately vet the accuracy and bias of the systems. he compared it to the cybersecurity industry, which is largely built on open source technology. The idea is that the wisdom of crowds is more effective at identifying potential flaws than relying on a single company to play whack-a-mole with its own systems.
Did anyone else from Meta weigh in on the risks of AI?
Yes, Meta's chief AI scientist Yann LeCun raised a different concern. He predicted that in the near future, all of our interactions with the digital world will be mediated by AI assistants. LeCun argued that if our entire digital diet is controlled by a few dominant AI systems, that poses a risk to democracy. He said we need these systems to be diverse, to cater to different languages, cultures, and value systems around the world. In his view, that diversity can't be achieved by just a handful of companies on the U.S. West Coast.
Thanks for that insightful discussion on Meta's approach to AI and its potential societal impact. Shifting gears to another area of AI research, a new paper from researchers at Huawei, Northeastern University, and Nanjing University provides a clear overview of machine translation quality estimation with a focus on large language models. The paper explores nearly all the representative methods within the quality estimation domain, aiming to provide a thorough understanding of the current state of the field. Here with more details is our Simply AI correspondent. So what were the key findings from this research review?
The researchers found that quality estimation methods have evolved significantly over time. Early methods relied on handcrafted features to predict translation quality. Then, with advances in deep learning, neural networks started being used for more sophisticated modeling. And most recently, the focus has shifted to leveraging large language models. These LLM-based approaches have the potential to achieve state-of-the-art performance.
How exactly are large language models being applied to translation quality estimation?
There are several interesting applications. LLMs can be used to directly predict translation quality scores or errors. They can also be fine-tuned on post-editing data to identify segments that need fixing. Another approach is using LLMs to generate synthetic data with error annotations, which can then be used to train explainable quality estimation models, and this doesn't require any human annotated data. LLMs, output probabilities, and uncertainty levels can also serve as quality indicators. And LLMs can even introduce errors into correct translations to create training data for distinguishing between accurate and inaccurate translations.
Despite this potential, LLM-based methods haven't yet surpassed the performance of previous approaches using pre-trained language models. What challenges remain in this field?
Interpretability is a key issue that LLMs could help address by identifying specific translation errors and their locations. Generating synthetic data is also crucial, especially for low-resource languages that lack annotated data. However, both pre-trained language models and LLMs are very resource-intensive. There's also a lack of standardized evaluation metrics, which makes it hard to compare performance across different models and integrate them. The researchers suggest that future work should focus more on word-level quality estimation and on leveraging LLMs to make quality estimation more interpretable.
Thanks for the overview of the current state and future directions of translation quality estimation using large language models. This research review provides a helpful look at how far the field has come and where it's headed next. Now let's shift gears to another critical challenge in AI, aligning large language models with human ethics and values. Researchers from Microsoft have introduced a novel approach called Direct Nash Optimization, or DNO, aimed at refining these models by focusing on general preferences rather than solely on reward maximization. Here with more details is our Simply AI correspondent, Michael. Can you explain how DNO differs from traditional methods like reinforcement learning from human feedback?
Traditional methods like reinforcement learning from human feedback, or RLHF, have made progress in integrating human preferences by fine-tuning large language models after initial training. However, these methods often simplify the multifaceted nature of human preferences into scalar rewards, which may not fully capture the complexity of human values and ethics. DNO takes a different approach by directly optimizing for general preferences throughout the training process, rather than just maximizing rewards. This allows DNO to better align language models with nuanced human values.
And what makes DNO particularly effective at this alignment process compared to previous techniques.
DNO's effectiveness lies in its simplicity and scalability. The method employs a batched on-policy algorithm alongside a regression-based learning objective. These features allow DNO to provide a more refined alignment of language models with human values. In fact, when implemented with the 7B parameter ORCA 2.5 model, DNO achieved an unprecedented 33% win rate against GPT-4 Turbo in Alpaca Eval 2.0, a significant leap from the model's initial 7% win rate. This 26% absolute gain showcases DNO's potential to surpass traditional models in aligning language models with human preferences and ethical standards.
That's a remarkable improvement. So what implications does this have for the future of AI development and its alignment with human values?
DNO's success marks a pivotal advancement in refining large language models and addressing the significant challenge of aligning these models with complex human preferences and ethical standards. By shifting focus from traditional reward maximization to optimizing general preferences, DNO overcomes limitations of previous techniques and sets a new benchmark for training language models. As demonstrated by the ORCA 2.5 model's impressive performance gain, DNO has the potential to revolutionize the field, leading to AI systems that are more closely aligned with human values. This could pave the way for more ethically aligned AI applications across various domains.
It certainly seems like an important step forward in the ongoing quest to create AI that better understands and reflects human values. Thank you, Michael, for breaking down this complex research for us. It will be fascinating to see how methods like DNO shape the future of AI development. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.